Good morning. It is a Friday morning, and that means Marina Villeneuve, New York State government reporter for the Associated Press, joins us. Good morning, Marina.
Good morning.
Let's start with a New York bill that would give sexual abuse survivors a new chance to sue. Explain.
Right. So in 2019, New York passed a law that gave New Yorkers who were victims of sexual abuse as children a chance to file lawsuits against priests, teachers, and others. And there is another bill called the Adult Survivors Act, which would give people who were sexually abused as adults a chance to sue perpetrators. The Senate is planning to vote on this bill next week. There isn't a plan yet in the Assembly for what's going to happen. Some of the biggest supporters include some of the women who say that they were sexually assaulted by a former gynecologist, Robert Hayden. They say there doesn't seem to be much organized opposition at all to this bill, and they're hoping it's something that the legislature does before it wraps up on June 10th.
We learned this week that the Cuomo impeachment investigation is rolling along, and they've now, I guess, spoken to around 75 people.
Right. This week, we got a little update on the impeachment investigation. It seems over the past month, they've interviewed about five more people, which doesn't seem like a lot more people, but the chairman of the Judiciary Committee said that lawyers reviewed tens of thousands of pages of documents. It's unknown when this probe will wrap up or if there's going to be any sort of public hearings or any sort of the transparency that we've seen in other impeachment investigations, especially at the federal level.
Meanwhile, New York's Attorney General, also probing the governor, said her probe will conclude when it concludes.
Right. Letitia James last Friday was asked about some statements from the governor's spokesperson, which really questioned the integrity of her impeachment probe. And she, you know, defended her office and her probe of sexual harassment, as well as whether the governor illegally used state resources to write and promote his COVID-19 leadership book. And she also didn't give any hint about when her probe will end. Lawmakers don't expect any of the probes to wrap up before they wrap up their work by mid-June.
She is Marina Villeneuve, New York State government reporter for the Associated Press. You can read more at ap.org. Marina, thanks. Have a great weekend. Catch up with you next week.
Thank you.